Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dukes and Bell brought to you this hour by Mark Spain Real Estate. We are live at Taco Mac, hanging out. Woodstock, man. That's where we're at. It's so good to see some of our listeners at the bar, man. Guys hanging out, Mike. I went up and told them before they leave that I'd be happy to buy them a cocktail.
Yes.
Right? And so they were like, yeah, man, that's great. That's cool. And then the next thing I know, these guys are bringing shots over here. And I'm like, hold on, man. We're doing a show over here. Come on.
I know. We're just trying to be cool, guys. Trying to be professional broadcasters. Hey, I love our dude wearing the old school Bartkowski jersey, by the way.
It is sweet.
I would love to see the Falcons go back to the red jerseys.
Those?
With the silver britches. Yes, with the red helmets.
Just, yeah.
Now, I know you got to put enough paperwork in there for about, 5 years in advance?
It has to be, yeah.
To pull that one off. We found out that the reason Kirk Cousins isn't wearing that number 8 is it would have cost him about $500,000 to buy out all those extra jerseys that, Kyle Pitts is waiting for someone to buy.
He was like, I'll be a different number.
Exactly. So let's just move forward. But I do love the old school red from the mid to late 70s, early 80s, yeah, man.
Those are cool. I saw a graphic the other day. It was like, what Falcon era did you grow up in? And it was like those jerseys.
Right.
Then it was like the 80s and then the 90s with the Dion when they changed it. And then obviously the early 2000s. It was kind of cool.
And for younger listeners like Chris, our producer, and younger guys, if you were a Falcons fan, if you lived in Atlanta in the late 70s or early 80s, the only chance you would see the Falcons, unless Fulton County Stadium was sold out, would have been a road game or Howard Cosell at halftime.
That's true.
Remember that? It's like, and that man, Billy White Shoes Johnson. You know what I mean? It would be, that would be Scott Case. And it's the only chance before ESPN, before NFL Network, you'd ever see the Falcons. It was the same thing for me. And I know I grew up in New York, can't choose where you were born. Carl, you grew up in West and South, what do you call
South
it?
Texas.
South, I say West.
Yeah.
I'm so used
not
to,
born there, but
I'm so used to Texas. Growing up in West Texas. Yeah,
that's El Paso,
but
South,
yeah, South Texas. Yeah. But yeah, it's just back then the Giants were the same thing. They were just, you'd never see them on TV, even though they were in New York. They were terrible.
Yeah. I've said this, though. For me, and the irony is, the first Falcon game I went to as a kid, because Grandma lived in this state, lived in Griffin, we went to a Falcons game. The first Braves game I went to, baseball, was in this state.
Fulton County, baby.
So it's weird for me to say years later that, we are dominating the market and doing what we're doing. But, yeah, man, the Falcons uniform that this gentleman has on is dope. All right, with that said, we've got a lot more to get to coming up this hour. We'll get to some guy talk. We've been talking a lot of football today and a lot of NBA play-in stuff because last night was crazy. Tonight, we just talked with Lauren Williams about the Hawks, and I agree with her on this. This is one of those games where you go, they got no chance, and they will show up. They will shoot well, and, Mike, they'll be in this game, and it'll be 2 minutes in the fourth quarter, and they're going to be up 3 or 6 or something crazy, and you're going to be like, man, we got a chance to win this game. That's how this plays out.
Time out. This isn't the Michael Jordan Bulls. This is the DeMar DeRozan Bulls.
That's true.
Okay, this isn't Phil. I love Billy Donovan. But, guys, we saw the Bulls the other night. Last time they played. I mean, they're a mess. They're not that solid. They've had their own injury issues they've had to deal with.
Well, they've got the deficiencies, Mike. To her point, they don't defend the three well.
They do have some size, though,
in the front court. That's the thing. If you go in and we get into foul trouble early, it's going to be a wrap because we just don't have the depth with the size to match Drummond and those guys if they are able to attack us in the middle.
But Cleveland, it was before the Donovan Mitchell trade. They were up and coming. Trey went up there and beat them.
Yep.
We beat Charlotte, a couple of years, but Bridges and all that stuff.
That's right.
But, yeah, I know. You hate that you're in this mess, and maybe in the offseason ownership will say, look, and I have to admit, as much as I hate to agree with them, if they made the argument, you never had a same starting five for more than like a week or a week, 10 days at a time before Jalen Johnson would get hurt or DeAndre Hunter would get hurt. Everybody else, and Bogey's always streaky as he is. Unfortunately, Capella, Okongwu, all that, those guys got jammed up too.
Yeah, I think on Bally's, and somebody called me out because I said they've had a really good season, and they were like, how do you consider this a good season? Have you seen these injuries?
Yeah.
Have you seen what's happened?
I mean, it's been a G League team half the season.
Half the season, it's been G League guys.
I was like, I'm not making. If you're on the floor, you got some dudes, bogey, etc. You want guys to elevate, but you only can do so much.
Correct.
Some of these other teams we're seeing in the East are just so much more athletic. Yeah. Like I said, I think Cleveland. We want to be what the Pacers are. That's a style that's fun to watch. They're always scoring a lot of points, but they do play a little bit of defense when it counts.
No, I'm with you. They move. They get the ball up and down. And by the way, if I told you that this would be a playoff team with Trey missing 20 some odd games, right?
Right.
There's only 82 games. You would have said,
so that's a quarter of the season.
Correct. You would have said, I don't know. Maybe they are, and that's why I said they're lucky to be here. All right, more of the Hawks coming up. Let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Mike, this is one of the reasons why we thought that he would leave, and he did, and that is that Michigan will serve a three-year NCAA probation. Does this matter in the big scheme of things? They'll pay a fine. They will face recruiting restrictions after the university and five current and former football employees, including Harbaugh, reached an agreement with the NCAA enforcement staff. I think the Harbaugh thing is actually going to be separate, but the part of this is why he knew they were up against this.
Right.
They had won a national championship.
Get out ahead of the posse.
There was no reason for me to stay, and now Michigan and the folks that are there are going to have to deal with this.
Coach,
but does
Harbaugh,
this matter, Mike? Because
love you, man.
I love you, man. You keep talking about the NCAA doesn't matter, but yet here they are handing out penalties.
Right.
You know?
But again, what is it? Is it really going to jam them up?
No.
At the end of the day, the stealing, I think most college football fans. Now, if media guys wanted to turn this thing into like some kind of a, you know, cause celeb, everybody's trying to steal signals. That's why you have four guys. Why, you know, when you see the hand signals going into the quarterback, now eventually we're going to have the radio headset in most leagues, which is smart. The money was there. They could have done that 10 years ago. But trying to steal the signals, you're looking for a competitive advantage. Yes, if you don't like Michigan, you could harp on it and say, well, there you go. But they didn't win the championship because they stole signals. They won the championship because they played physical football the way that Jim Harbaugh likes. Maybe they're a little conservative at times with their quarterback. And we'll see what he does to the next level. But McCarthy, when he needed to be big, was big on the stage.
Bum.
Now, again, he was conspicuously absent sometimes in some of those games. But like Penn State or the Big Ten Championship.
You don't think he's going to be a good NFL quarterback?
No. Somebody's going to fall in love with him.
Chris.
The Giants might take him at six.
I can see the very Giants-y thing to do.
Chris, it's no secret why he is as high as he is on this list in the first round. Okay? Fourth quarterback taken. I've been telling you guys that from the jump. He ran a pro offense, Chris, and he played for Harbaugh. He was able to change plays at the line of scrimmage. Most of these college quarterbacks are not doing what J.J. McCarthy did at Michigan. It's appealing to NFL head coaches because they understand that. He's smart. He understands what's going on.
I wouldn't touch him.
I'm just telling you.
You know who else could change plays at the line of scrimmage, Carl, I watched?
This is why McCarthy's going to go higher than everybody's expecting. Who?
Chad Pennington.
Ah, he wasn't any good.
He was as smart as any quarterback in the NFL.
Pennington was a bump.
And a limp noodle for an arm. I mean, number 10.
Which
back
McCarthy,
in the day.
I will say, has a rocket for an arm.
Yeah, he
but
does.
Still, I don't. You know, you want in a good exercise, Carl, Mike? Go look at Bo Nix's stats last season.
Yeah.
Compare them to McCarthy's.
Right.
Literally almost double.
I know, but then but
he's not half the player McCarthy is.
But in the SEC, we see Bo Nix and we go, he was terrible. He was a joke at Auburn. He goes up and plays.
He was average.
He goes and plays against those soft defenses like Latu Latu.
Okay, stop.
And you see this guy out there looks like a rock star in the Pac-12 because they're soft.
Latu.
They're weak.
You know,
they're lacking moral fiber, Carl.
Dallas Turner would have had his number.
You bet he would have.
His lunch, Carl.
You bet he would have.
Okay.
But it's a serious question. At the end of the day, I don't think anybody, unless you're a nerd, thought the stealing signal thing was worth like a cardinal offense was going to cost him a national championship.
It wasn't.
Who cares?
Yeah, I totally agree.
And like Georgia, if you learn how to tackle Jalen Milroe, you'd have beaten Michigan's. Remember we talking about Georgia fans like me, or you got in your bag. Well, they have a Georgia practice. We're going to stick it to Michigan when we finally. You never got to play Michigan because you couldn't beat Alabama.
Guy just sent me this. Mr. Yo just sent me this.
What's he got?
He says.
Now, Mr. Yo is very extreme.
Oh, he's funny. He says, J.J. McCarthy before and after cheating. So he sends the numbers.
And the numbers do bear out the fact that when you know what the defense is doing, it makes J.J. McCarthy look better. That's for the nerds out there. You still got to execute. You still got
to
make the play.
Well, he said 78% completion rate. It went down to 68. 225 yards a game before the cheating scandal. after it was 166.
Yeah, that's tough to do when you only throw 12 times a game.
18 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, according to him, and this is Graf, and then it was 1-1 after the cheating scandal. I don't care about that. And the reason why, and it's funny, you still got to stop me.
Right.
Did you not know Michael Jordan had a turnaround jumper on the baseline?
Right.
You still had to stop it.
Right.
I mean, like, seriously.
By the way.
Did anybody stop Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's hook?
Skyhook. I will say this, though. White boy Rick, Cooper DeGene, they didn't really try the secondary in that Iowa game.
No.
Florida State threw for more passing yards in the ACC championship than Michigan did in the Big Ten championship, that horrible game against Iowa.
Yeah. So Michigan's going to be punished. Harbaugh's not there. To Mike's point, I don't think it affects them whatsoever. All right, we're coming back. Speaking of the draft, we got to dive in a little bit deeper today. Something that teams are thinking about and that a lot of teams will be doing come Thursday, Friday, Saturday, next week as the draft approaches. We'll
considering J.J. McCarthy? Is that what you're
No.
Okay.
This is even better. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
This is Jim Rome with a Sports Minute.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game.
I gotta tell you guys.
Oh, what a great looking doggy.
Right now, I am petting an amazing dog that is a friend of ours. He is in security. I don't want to give anything away.
Right.
But he brought in his K9, and this dog is amazing. And I love well-trained dogs.
Right.
Like, there's nothing better than you see dogs that just on command. And they do exactly what they're supposed to, and you know that the owners have spent the time
right
with
on.
Them. This is a canine police dog. I'm just going to tell you guys, and Mike and I are friends with this gentleman. Again, I'm not going to mention names, but Mike, he brought the canine in.
Great-looking doggy and a well-disciplined doggy.
Well-disciplined. Hi!
And so the 180 of this dog would be my dog, Ike, who has no discipline whatsoever and would right now be eating everybody's food in the restaurant and running around like a Viking.
Oh,
but what a beautiful German Shepherd, man. What a beautiful dog. Is it a Malinois or a German Shepherd? German Chef, beautiful dog.
Shane, thank you so much, man. He said, I'm going to bring her by. I'm going to bring the dog by. And I said, please do, because I did not get a chance to see the dog last time.
Man,
so
we're live at, again, Taco Mac was like, and if you don't like dogs, you cannot be friends with Dukes and Bell or Chris.
No.
Or Oren. Right. That's awesome.
Hey, man, as we talk about the draft, and, well, yeah, we're just enjoying our time here hanging out. This hour is brought to you again by Mark Spain Real Estate. Coming up, we'll get to some guy talk. We got the Falcon Report on the way. If you miss Steve Wyche, wait until you hear what he has to say about what we may do with the 8th overall pick coming up. Also, more on the Hawks tonight as they get their play-in tournament underway, the play-in game tonight in Chicago. Mike, one of the things that a lot of teams are talking about, you know, we always talk about best player and drafting for need, and
right.
Part of the strategy is, right, you want to knock it out of the park in the first round. But I think a lot of teams are realizing this, and I just want to say this. We'll get to a lot of this next Thursday when we're at Mercedes-Benz. I know everybody's focused on the first round because it's such a big deal. But please understand that what the Falcons do on Friday and Saturday is just as big.
Yes.
Okay?
It sure was in 2016 when we almost won the darn Super Bowl, man.
Yeah. And my point is a lot of these teams are understanding, yes, it's great to get the buzz with the first-round pick.
Right.
But where you really make your money is day 2 and 3, where, Mike, your third and fourth and fifth-round picks come in and hit for you. And all of a sudden, and you've been talking about the Rams and Raheem Morris. That's what happened for them last season.
I would say that, you know, in the history of the Falcons, we've talked about, just for instance, how woefully we've been in selecting stud defensive players in the first round. Our impact, talk about the Falcons' history, going all the way back to the Smith family. It's come from the middle rounds. Think about it. Jesse Tuggle, one of the best Falcons to ever dress out, was an undrafted free agent out of Valdosta State. Grady Jarrett, who's eventually going to be in that Falcon Ring of Honor. He's a fifth rounder out of Clemson. So, I mean, we've just had a lot of great guys that were putting the work in, but they were not the heralded guys. So I don't know how much I can't speak to how much of Raheem Morris taking what the Rams did in that draft we spoke about earlier in the week and applying it to this one. But if you do believe or you agree with Carl that just because guys are rated the top edge rushers doesn't make them worthy of the 8th overall pick if you can't find a partner to trade down, then hopefully we can find some guys that will have impact in those later rounds. You know, that's been the problem. The Falcons, second round.
Second round's
as big as the first round.
Thank you.
And for the better part of a decade now, we've blown the second round. Yeah. We've completely missed on it.
Well, we've got guys.
Marlon Davidson.
Yes, that are either not in the league or never had the kind of impact that they should have had. So I'm just telling you, this is what you're seeing around the league. And people that I'm talking to about this with scouting departments, et cetera, everybody's all – because it's the most exciting thing that's going to happen in the first round. We all want the buzz.
It's the sexy one.
That doesn't make your draft. If you blow your first-round pick, you should be fired because that means you guys don't know what you're doing. That one should be the given. Mike, it's the second and third and fourth and your fifth-round picks that ultimately, and if you look around the league, by the way, I will tell you this, there are more second, third, and fourth and fifth-round guys on any of these teams than there are first-rounders.
Rashid Hageman was a second-rounder. Jalen Collins was a second-rounder. Now, Debo stuck for a while. That's a good one.
He did.
Didn't have one in 17. Duke Riley was a third-rounder. Isaiah Oliver kind of – we thought he was a corner. He became a nickel.
So, got hurt, and now he's kind of a journeyman.
I mean, Marlon Davidson, I mentioned, in 20. He's not on the team. Richie Grant, not really. I mean, still on the cusp of a starter.
Richie Grant could be really good. I want to see, Mike, this has to be a year for him where he really, there's a difference in his play. I thought he was good last year, but I think there's another level for him, and I'm hoping he can take it with Jimmy Lake and company. But I'm with you. I mean, like, the evidence is there when you look at the second-round picks for the last 10 years.
I mean, Ebikadi, now, again, we keep talking about him. Ebikadi, and we hope he pops in year three.
Yeah.
Another one, Troy Anderson, second-round pick. Injured last year, but there were high hopes. But there are a lot of folks. I know a lot of Falcon fans wanted some Georgia guys drafted there when he was selected later in the second round. He was the, I believe, 58th overall pick. But that's just, I mean, those guys have got to be impact. Our best second rounders have been offensive players. Bergeron was a second rounder last year.
Yep.
That dude just plugged in, and it's no fuss, no muss.
Starter. Right. That's what you got to get.
I mean, I mentioned Hageman, Jalen Collins, Robert Alford did start. Robert Alford had a pick six. It should have helped win you the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Just real quick, I'll go through it. A lot of years we didn't have two because a lot of that was post the Julio trade.
Correct.
So we lost those.
You gave those
William
up.
Moore, hard-hitting guy out of Missouri.
William Moore had impact on this team.
Right.
Yeah.
Curtis Lofton, while you know, for many years was pretty solid. It's more about Chris Houston. And then now we're to 2006. We're back to the Rich McKay drafts. Babineau was good. Babineau was a solid piece in this league.
He was. He played a long time, too.
Second rounder.
Yes.
But you're right. But then, as we said a few weeks ago, Brian Scott. I brought this up with Chris on Friday. Better for playing the piano, Carl, than playing the secondary.
Yeah.
We've had probably more second-round busts and first-round busts, defensive picks, than I could imagine any other team in the league.
I just want to lay it out that those extra days, that Friday, Saturday, they're just as big. And if you're not completing your draft with quality picks and choices, your team's not going to be as good as you think. I don't care if we hit on the first round or not. We could get the first round right. You get the second and third day wrong. It's just not going to be as impactful.
And by the way, the lady sitting here with her son, they were here last time we were here at Taco Mac at Woodstock, she is not screaming or running out of the bar. Will you stop arguing about the draft, she said to us earlier.
She did say that. Listen, the countdown is on. We have 6 days, right?
Six more days, ma'am, of ear bleeding, and then we will get to the draft.
Yeah. I mean, trust us. We cannot wait to see where this goes.
And by the way, I think we all agree. And we said this yesterday. No matter what the Falcons do, you will be disappointed.
Well,
maybe we won't be.
Yeah, I don't.
Maybe this year we'll all be going bananas, and we'll actually take phone calls on Friday when we're up at Flowery Branch, and everyone's going to be excited about it and happy, which never happens with this Falcon fan base. Unanimity, right, when it comes to anything we do.
Well, part of that is, and let's, Mike, let's just say it. You feel like they're going to do something wrong because that has been sort of the history.
Mm-hmm.
I say sort of. It hasn't been that way all the time.
No.
But you feel that way, and that's why you're like, I don't know, man.
By the way, if Kyle Pitts has 8 touchdowns this year and is 1,000 yards,
great.
We're not arguing about Kyle Pitts anymore.
We shouldn't be.
And we're talking about how, wow, we really did kind of confound the experts by going offense, offense, offense.
But see, Mike, that's the other part. The guys you currently have also have to do their part. Like, we're so focused on the draft, and rightfully so, because now you're about to get 5, maybe 8 new players, depending on how this all shakes out. But the guys that have already been here need to be great.
Right.
The guys that you've already picked in the first round, the Pitts of the world, the Drake Londons, I think Drake's upside is a lot higher with Kirk Cousins it's been.
And do we even know how good Drake is, considering that every once in a while he's got to get on a stepladder to make a catch?
Well, he had to make plays with his catch radius – more probably than anybody in the NFL.
Right.
It was almost just throw it in my area code, now go get it.
Despite those quarterbacks, he still averaged 850 yards a season.
So what can he do with a real quarterback?
Exactly. Then he becomes that 1,000-yard receiver.
Yeah.
My hopes were he was going to win that Offensive Rookie of the Year. Not going to happen with that kind of delivery system.
All right, guys, we got plenty more to dive into. Mike, what do we have coming up in Guide
Talk? All right, I got a couple of things for you. Mike Tyson's got a workout video as he gets ready for Logan Paul.
What's wrong?
We'll discuss.
Uh-oh.
Walmart's going to be first in selling something very important to you fishermen out there. We'll get to that.
Live bait?
You just ruined the tease.
I'm sorry. I love fishing. I'm sorry.
No, you always break my chops because Carl will have a great tease. And I'll go, oh, you mean Jimmy so-and-so? You're like, you idiot.
Okay. Artificial
yes.
bait.
Yes,
artificial
no, bait. Live bait, you nitwit.
I'm sorry.
We'll get into that. And some odds on tonight's Hawks game. It's all coming up. We are live at Taco. Again, guys, join the party.
Taco Mac
here at Woodstock. And by the way, can we give a shout-out to Greg the Ref? Greg the Ref has lost half of Greg the Ref. Seriously, I lost 30. You lost like 60 pounds, man.
Last time I saw this guy, we were drinking margaritas.
I mean, Greg looks great. Greg looked like he had a volleyball
one
under
margarita.
His shirt. Yeah, man. Great job, Greg. Way to go. And he's drinking a light beer or a Hey Man.
Good to see you, Greg.
Let's
all right.
Go. And that's it. We're live here. We'll come back with some Guy Talk next.
It's time for fun. It's time for Guy Talk.
Never mind.
It's time for shenanigans. Yeah. Yes. Brought to you by Hooters. If the game is on, it's on at Hooters. Any conference, all season long.
Welcome to Atlanta, where the players play.
Where the players play, Carl, up here on the north side. We're here at Woodstock at Taco Mac, and we're hanging out live till 7 o'clock. Join the party, pal. Some of our usual suspects. Guys, give it up for Kyle Pitts. He only wears that U.S. mail letter carrier outfit, Carl, to confuse the fans. So he's not overwhelmed with autographs, but Kyle Pitts is sampling a Hey Man at the bar. One of our loyal listeners is always out here having a good time. Look who showed up, Carl. It's Marcus.
Yes. Yes.
Marcus, the master realtor, just closed on a big deal. See, we bonded.
He's got
already.
A lot of money.
We know
man.
What's going on.
Marcus got a lot of money. That's all I know.
He's a player. I was
did
telling
you see when he drove up? I didn't even know they valeted Bentleys out front.
First of all, I didn't know they had a valet.
I had no idea.
By the way, I don't think that's a valet. I think someone just stole his Bentley.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I think that's what happened.
Okay.
But I was just talking to Marcus during the break. I mentioned this to Carl off the air. I meant to do this yesterday. Other day, I'm walking Ike, and I'm coming back to the house. I used to do about like 2.5 miles or so wearing my good feet. And anyway, I come in, and there's a lady kind of lingering in a Mercedes, you know, SUV, just off the side of my house in a corner lot.
I've seen American Pie.
And so, yes, and Ed Benning. And so she rolls down the window. She goes, "This is your house?" I go, "Yeah." And because I've had people comment on our roof, thanks to Finley.
Yeah.
After we did the roofing, they liked the color of the roof and all that. We did some trim work and all that. And the lady goes, I'm a realtor for town, and there's a lot of houses in my neighborhood are being listed.
Yeah.
She goes, would you ever consider selling your home? I'm like, yeah, if interest rates weren't like a fortune, I could buy something else, right?
Correct.
But Marcus apparently said it's not killing the market. Did you know that?
Oh, well, that's why he's driving a Bentley.
That's right. He's making money moves. But no, but if someone right now came to you right now and said, boom, right now, buy your house.
It's happened.
Is there a number in your head?
Yes. No, it's happened numerous times. The way that my lot sits, there's nobody behind us. It's woods. I have over an acre and a half that sits behind us.
Right.
It's very private. And people have said, hey, I'm willing to buy your house for cash.
Boom.
My next thing is, that's great. $2 million.
Yes.
And all I hear is,
click. Yeah. Like, hello? Hello?
Are you there? Did you say you wanted to buy my house?
Yeah.
No, Mike. Give them an outrageous realtors. Give them an outrageous number. If you're legit and you want it, come get it.
No, because I told the story.
Come get it.
When COVID went down and we went and looked at the house, and I was ready to buy right down the street from here. And then our buddy Davis, friend of ours,
is
a Delta pilot, and he had just moved to United. And he goes, hey, man, before you buy up north, kick the tires on the south side. Now, at the time, I was like, there's no food in the south side. Very important to me. But anyway, the restaurants are coming along. Trillith, there's a lot of things, good things are happening down there. But, yeah, it was amazing. We went to look at this house, and the family already had an offer on it. So we walked in, they're like, paying us no mind.
Yeah,
whatever.
I got to be honest with you, though. Part of this is, and most people who've been in their homes for a long time, and we've been fortunate, you realize what a hassle it is to move.
Mm.
It's a hassle. And I've moved all around. I've moved around the world. I've been moving around with this career. It's a hassle. Once you get comfortable in your home, it is hard to be like, I don't care what y'all offering me. I'm chilling.
Come correct.
I'm going to be right here.
But that was the thing. So we go to look at this one house, and the realtor goes, well, they do have an offer, but let's take a look. So the family's like, whatever, pound sand. 2 weeks later, we're looking at another house.
Yeah.
The deal falls through. Oh, my God, were they kissing our ass when we walked in that door.
They wanted it back.
Holy cow.
They wanted it back.
Holy moly. Yeah. It was like, I'm like, my wife, she nickel and dimed them out of the washer and dryer.
Did she really?
Yes, she did. Becky went to DEF CON 1 on this. Well, I guess we'll need a washer and dryer. I do love my wife for that. But, I mean, anyway, if you're a young guy or young woman out there looking in the housing market, so Marcus says things are starting to flip, so good for you.
Yeah.
But, anyway, it is interesting that when out of the blue someone just says, hey, would you leave all your happiness to Carl's point for a certain number?
There's a lot of
and
that
the
going
answer
on.
Is no.
Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, if they come at me at some outrageous number, I mean, I'm going to be like, baby, call you off. Okay? We're getting up out of here.
Right on. Hey, speaking of outrageous numbers, I don't know if you're going to watch. I have to admit, as much as I hate watching these pop stars and these YouTube sensations become celebrities, and in this case, Logan Paul's going beyond viral. He's fighting Mike Tyson. The video's out there. Mike Tyson, he posted this, and it says, I'm coming for you.
Uh-oh.
This is 3:27 in the morning, and this was, what, yesterday. So allow for Vegas time, so it's 12:30 at night, Vegas time.
Okay. What do you mean he's coming for you?
Well, it shows Tyson training, but it's not like he's out there like, bah, 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 or Rocky when he's in Russia with the ox cart and all that. It's him basically running, and he looks very gingerly running as if he's got, like, a bad ankle or something. And he's groaning.
You're saying he looks old.
And he's in a sprint, and he's like, I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you, Paul Tyson. You know, because it's Logan, hashtag Logan Paul.
Yeah.
He's turning 58. He just looks winded, and he's grunting in pain. His right arm is described as flailing out in an attempt to stop during the cone drill he was doing on this video. So should we expect anything other than a draw in this, and we're not going to see Logan Paul get knocked out by Iron Mike? Because he's still 58, and Paul's got the reach.
Mike, don't put that imagery in my mind. I don't want to imagine Mike Tyson getting knocked out by Paul.
Unless this is the great sandbag. It's just he looks terrible. Chris, you see this video real quick.
Throw in the towel.
Your thoughts on
don't,
this.
I don't want to see that.
Here's the thing. He was trying to come off as intimidating. Instead, Carl, I hate to say this about Iron Mike, he looks foolish.
I'm a nice guy now.
I know.
But, just doesn't look
but
good.
But he looks foolish. But I will say, to his credit,
I don't hurt people like
there,
used
there
to.
Was another video that
Praise
came
be
out.
To Allah. I'll eat your children.
About 2 weeks ago, where he's doing some bag work, and you can still hear the pop, but the speed is just, it's not what
he's
it is.
He's 58, dude. Not,
you know what? I'm coming to the realization, just like us with Tiger Woods at the Masters or any other major, it's over. We have to accept it. I love Tiger Woods. I would not have gotten into the snobby game of golf, which it can be at times, thanks to people like Brandel Chamblee, if it wasn't for Tiger.
I'm not a killer anymore.
And I love boxing. And I miss the good days of boxing when you knew everybody in the heavyweight division.
It's true.
Now you don't know any of these clowns. But anyway, he looks terrible.
Yeah,
hope I'm wrong.
It's sad to hear. I haven't seen the video.
It's going
to
be a grind.
And now I don't want to see the video. Right. I told you guys I'm going to get this fight. I'm going to watch this
we're
fight.
Gonna get, we're all okay. going to get it. You know why?
Because it's Tyson.
Mike Tyson.
It's Tyson. I'm going to get this fight.
I know.
But I swear to God, if he gets knocked out, I'm just telling
he's
you right
gonna
now.
He's not going to knock him out.
Well, you're making it out to be like he's going to
no,
knock him out. Like Tyson's out there doing road
no,
work.
No, he's going to die from a heart attack.
Road
he's
work.
Not going to get – he's going to have cardiac arrest based on this video. Like, clear. I mean, I hope it doesn't come to that. Knock wood. I love Iron Mike.
The only way he wins is if we all lose because we're going to pay $100
yes.
for the fight that is going to last 45 seconds.
Correct.
Oh, stop
That's
it.
The only way we win.
You know what it's going to look like? Remember the time you and I were out there when De La Hoya. No, it was
Chavez.
Canelo fought Julio Cesar Chavez, Jr., who's done every drug known to man, and this guy wouldn't go down. And we're like, wow, look at this. Remember Chavez's dad was
yes.
sitting right in front of us?
He sure was.
And
yeah,
the mother's screaming.
Chavez looked terrible.
I mean,
he looked terrible.
He looked about as bloated. And they have those really terrible memes of Tiger, looking all bloated on the practice tee. That's what Chavez Jr.
Well,
he still wouldn't go down.
No.
That's what this is going to be.
Okay.
It's going to be a decision, and I just hate to see it.
Two things I don't want to see. I don't want to see Mike get beat up.
Right.
Meaning words.
No.
Where
no.
Paul's just, you know.
By some doofus who's a reality TV
star. It's like
star.
That show. Right. It's like in Rocky 2 or Rocky 3 when Apollo is sparring with Rocky and he's hitting him. Come on. and he hits him in the face, and he's like,
"What's wrong with you?
Yeah, what's wrong with you, Rock? Come on, man.
There is no tomorrow.
I don't want to see Tyson getting hit like that. Just
nope.
Defend yourself.
Yeah, like when Clubber Lang was beating him.
Exactly. Exactly. What's wrong with you?
Hey, Carl kind of gave away the tease, but for you fishermen out there, Walmart, the number one company on the Fortune 500 list announced today, they will be the first retailer to offer you live bait for fishermen.
Let's go.
You get your neighborhood Walmart.
Let's go.
Get some night crawlers. Get some wigglers.
Yeah.
Angling for the big launch. Walmart announced they'll be starting the service here in Georgia. Going to now. I wonder. Does that mean that, does Bass Pro Shops already offer that? Pardon my ignorance on that. Or Cabela's?
I've not gotten.
I would think they would.
I like Bass Pro Shop.
Right.
Hello.
But I've not gotten live bait from Bass Pro Shop.
So yep. Going forward, delivery service will offer drop, offer, and pickup options for redworms, night crawlers, mealworms. For you guys who like to get out in the lake or
those
the river.
Night crawlers work all the time, man.
Right. See, you know me. I'm
those
too
live bass love night crawlers.
I'm too hyper to be on the lake. You know me.
Come on, man.
Dude, I gotta be on the ocean. I like the motion of the ocean. I like salt water, Joe.
I can do a little bit of both. There's not like freshwater fishing, though.
Hey, man, real quick, shout out to Rick, one of the managers here at the bar. Does a great job. He heard us talking about old school Falcons jerseys. One of our audience showed up wearing the old Bartkowski jersey.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just posted it. Mike Bell, ATL. Got him. He brought out a Mick Luckhurst jersey.
Oh, wow.
And some old and some tight end I never heard of, which old school Falcon fans who lived here for many years will know. But a lot of folks would love to see the Falcons get out of where they're at now and get back to the retro look. It's always hugely popular when we do those four weekends a year wearing the old school stuff.
Yeah, we just changed. I want to say 2020, Mike, was when the jersey changed again. So we're going to be up for a change here coming up soon.
I got time for one more. We didn't do this yesterday. The Jets and the Browns are out of the worst Nike uniforms ever. This year, new uniforms for Jets and Browns.
Oh, well, okay.
Everyone thought those were pretty much god-awful.
Well, the Jets uniform, the hype surrounding the Jets uniform looks really good. It's too bad the team won't live up to it.
Right on.
Hey, man, coming up, we got the Falcon Report, guys. We've got a lot more to dive into. Strong arm story of the day. Braves, as we speak, are in a battle in Houston. We'll tell you all about it as Grant McCauley is going to join us as well. Stay right there. We're live at Taco Mac. It's Dukes and Bell.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.